The control group contains scenes of realistic violence and graphic sexuality. It is intended for mature listeners.
In the field of psychiatric medicine, it was an exciting time. A time of innovation and discovery. A time when mental health institutions struggled to redefine themselves, to become something more than repositories of the sick. Unorthodox methods and aggressive therapies were not only permitted, but encouraged. This is a record of that time. This is the control group.
Good. Good.
This is Tuesday, January 8th, 1962. This morning saw the unsuccessful release of Charlotte Benton to the care of her husband. Her emotional breakdown on the front walkway of the hospital was witnessed by many of the hospital personnel and was completely unacceptable to maintaining the morale of staff and patients. In response to this incident, I've decided to initiate a long-term sleep therapy for her and implement a more aggressive psychic driving tape than I've prescribed for the other patients. In order for these recorded statements to have a more authoritative tone, I've decided to record them myself. Charlotte, I feel that I have been too lenient with you, and have not given your... I feel like the staff, Verdry, and myself have for too long encouraged a sense of comfort, of artificial confidence and well-being. Well, it's no good. Take two. I look at you, Charlotte, and I see a woman whose pleasing countenance, your poise and grace, would be the object of any man's desire. And I want you to return to your home, where you can resume a normal, healthy sexual relationship and satisfy your husband. Shouldn't do that. You know what? The hell with it. God damn you, Charlotte. I swear to God, if you create another scene like the one you did outside the hospital, I will personally deliver so much electricity to your brain that your eyes will pop up like burnt toast. And if Summerhill and his boys had seen that sad little spectacle, you wouldn't be here today to whine and moan and prance around the ward like some kind of prize poodle. Okay. All better. In order for these recorded statements to have a more authoritative tone, I've decided to record them myself. Psychic driving tape for Charlotte Benton, January 8th, 1962. You have failed, Charlotte. As a woman, as a housewife, as a mother, you have failed. You will never become a healthy, mentally functioning, desirable woman until you take responsibility for your failures and acknowledge that you simply lack the strength and character to be a proper wife and woman. You need to undo all the damage you've done to your life and prepare to be taught the rules of proper behavior that I, Dr. Hayes, will instill in you. I want to reduce you to a blank slate, completely free of your own will. Your mind erased, so that we can rebuild it the way it should be. You must trust Dr. Hayes, Charlotte. You must bend your will. Submit yourself to me. Heed my every instruction. Comply with my every command. And allow yourself to be shaped into the kind of woman I expect you to be. The kind of woman you should be. Any command I care to make, you will obey. No matter what I instruct you to do, you will obey. You will obey me, and only me. For only by absolute compliance can we help you attain the mental health, the moral happiness, and the personal confidence that will allow you to become a fully functioning member of society with no further need of medical attention. This is patient Karen Myers, Wednesday, February 9th, interview 9 after 17 weeks in the sleep room. Awakened from deep sleep this morning, dual drip of sodium amytal. And we should be ready, yes?
Yes, doctor.
Good. That'll be all. Verdrey. Darkening the room with the exception of one directional lamp behind my right shoulder. The patient will be largely immobile due to the two IV tubes. Just watching now, waiting for the patient to emerge. Here she comes. Relax and hear me, Karen. Allow me to come inside and join you in your mind. There should be no barriers between us. No barriers to separate us from the realm of your memory. It is all there for both of us to see, clearly, as if it were happening before us. How's that sound? As your body relaxes, you will see the interior of room 512 materialize around you. The Dixie Motel. You're inside that room now. As you move about the room, you will allow me to observe. You're there now. Look around. Is there a bed in the room?
Yes.
You're lying on the bed. Look around. What else is in the room?
A dresser with a mirror. A chest of drawers. A mirror above that. The door to the bathroom. The door to the hallway. The window.
Is anyone else here?
Not now. Just me and you. Dr. Hayes.
Forget I'm Dr. Hayes. Just pretend I'm an ordinary man. I want you to show me what it is you do. What he wants you to do. when you were in room 512 on August 14th. I want you to be the woman you were on August 14th in room 512 at the Dixie Motel.
And you want me to...
What he wants you to do.
You want me to seduce you?
No, I mean, I want you to describe to me, demonstrate what you did that night.
In room 512.
Exactly.
So you are a man.
I beg your pardon?
Are you a man, or are you the man? The man I brought here, Ronnie.
Yes, yes. Let's say that I am.
Anything you want.
Without actually touching me.
Don't be shy. Relax and let me fix you a drink, okay?
Wait. Just a moment. Because of the... I need you to show me... Without moving from this spot, I can't unhook the end.
The what?
Just stay in this spot.
I can try.
You could just fix me a drink here.
Anything you say. Gin?
Anything.
Alrighty.
You know what? Make it a bourbon.
You're becoming more relaxed already. There's really nothing to be nervous about. A little ice, a big red cherry, a little something sweet. And here you go. Cheers.
Aren't you having one?
Not while I'm on duty. What's wrong?
What do you mean?
Aren't you going to drink it?
Yes, of course. Delicious.
Now you can really relax. Here. Undo me.
What?
There's a hook at the top. And a zipper. Can you get that for me? Doctor?
Ronnie, remember?
I remember.
When you're with a man in room 512, when you were with Ronald Grant, did you have sex with him?
That's what you want, right?
Oh, okay, Karen. For the sake of our therapy, say that you and I, you and Ronald Grant, have just had...
It usually takes about 45 minutes, sometimes an hour or more, but sometimes as little as 15.
Yes. Well, let's say some time has passed.
How much? Like 30 or 45?
An hour.
Goodness. Most men don't have that kind of... tolerance.
Guess I'm special. What's wrong?
You didn't finish.
Huh?
You have to finish. He has to see.
Who?
The man who watches me in room 512. He insists. Let me help you.
You can't touch me. I need you to relax and quiet down. Slowly come back to the office. Away from room 512. Back to Central State Hospital.
I don't understand.
I am no longer Ronald Grant. I am Dr. Hayes. And you're in my office with me. Is that clear? Karen? Can you hear my voice?
Shh.
Karen? What is it?
He's here.
Who?
Who's here?
You know him. The man you're so curious about. He knows I'm here.
Is he watching us right now?
He's always watching. Always listening.
Can you see him?
Of course not. You can't see.
Is he real? Or imaginary?
Very real.
Does he know my name? Karen. Does he know my name?
Yes.
Continuation of interview with patient Karen Myers, Wednesday, February 9th. So, this man, this other man, not Ronald Grant.
No.
The other man, he is real.
Yes.
He watches you.
Yes.
But you can't see him.
That's right.
Was he in the room the night Ronald Grant was killed?
Not exactly.
He was or he wasn't.
He was. And he wasn't.
Enough of this. I'm removing the patient from the sodium amytal drip. In the meantime, I'll continue the interview to see if her response has changed while she's returned to a liminal state. Karen. One of the nurses said you asked to make a telephone call.
Yes.
You want to call him?
Yes.
If I give you a phone, would you call him now?
He might be angry.
There's nothing to be frightened of. I am unplugging the office phone from the jack and placing it next to the patient. There you go, Karen.
You sure you want me to do this?
Yes.
What should I tell him?
I'll tell you what to say.
It's Karen. I wanted to talk to you about the man I was with last night. I don't understand what went wrong. But he must have had some... Oh, I see.
What? What's he saying?
He thinks it was something to do with the dosage. No, I'm here. I was
dosage.
Just... Okay, I was worried that I had done something wrong.
You fucked him. That's
okay,
what
so
you did.
Just call me.
Ask him what the drug is.
No, it's nobody. I've got the television on.
Karen.
Shut! No, I told you. It's just the TV set. I know. Is there someone with me?
Tell him no.
Yes, it's the man. From last night, he followed me here. He's been asking lots of questions. I'm sorry.
All right, enough. Karen, I want
but
you to close your eyes.
But I haven't told him, I swear.
Relax.
And he doesn't know anything. He's just very confused. Please don't. I'll get rid of him, okay? He won't ask any more questions. No, you don't have to do that.
What is it? What's he saying?
Please don't. He's not going to make any trouble. I'll make a promise, okay? He won't say anything to anyone.
Karen!
Stop it! You don't know what you're doing!
Give it to me! I didn't mean to do that.
Just a second. Hello? Okay. Okay. Dr. Hayes?
Yes?
He wants to talk to you.
To me?
Yes.
Hello? Hello? Oh, Jesus Christ.
You just hung up?
Karen.
He's not going to be happy about that.
Karen.
He's on his way over here right now. And I think he wants to kill you. And I'm not
Bertie,
sure, but...
could you come back in?
He'll probably kill me, too.
Bertie!
But maybe not. If I tell him, if I confess. Oh, the phone doesn't work. If you don't plug it in. I have no secret.
Gloria, where's Virgie?
She went down to admissions. Said she'd be
when she gets back, have her take Karen off the IVs and prep her for ECT.
But Dr. Hayes, isn't she supposed
just to... just do it, Gloria. Don't argue.
Dr. Hayes.
God damn it, Gloria. What?
Were you making a phone call?
What? No.
Well, 102 is blinking. That means your line's engaged.
Oh, Jesus.
Yes. Mm-hmm. That's right. I tried to, but they wouldn't let me.
Karen, what are you doing?
Your phone. It wasn't plugged in. I fixed it.
Karen, put down the phone.
I will, Morgan. I'll try.
Karen!
Yes. Dr. Hayes?
What is it?
He wants to speak to you.
To me?
Yes.
Hello. Who is this?
Don't you worry who this is. Tell me where you are. Tell me where she is.
No.
So I can come get her.
That's quite impossible.
Nothing's impossible. You above all people should know that, Dr. Hayes. Dr. Walter Hayes.
Control Group is a production of How Stuff Works. Written and directed by Brett Wood. Recorded and mixed by Rob Gall. Starring John Schmeeds as Dr. Hayes. Hannah Fearman as Karen. Lisa Paulson as Virgery. Jen Bates as Charlotte. And Daniel May as Summerhill. Also featuring Andrew Benader, Rachel Frawley, Mary Kraft, Kelly O'Neill, Joe Sykes, and Troy Willis. Music by Rob Gall and Brett Wood.